really
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And welcome to the Higher Learning Network TV show. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Monday Morning Mindfulness, in which we will be announcing the winner on Monday Morning Mindfulness. And today is a culmination of everything that's happened in 2022 and all the contestants. And I have my lovely judges with me here today. And that would be the one and only Airman, who's literally in the air today. Woo-hoo! Hey there, Airman. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I see you're in the air today. Where are you? Are you flying a helicopter, or airplane, plane, or what?
I'm on the moon.
Yeah, I see you're on the moon. I see the moon, and I see the satellite up there. All right now, where are you landing at?
How come I can't see you? You're not moving.
Who's not moving? Who's not moving, Gene?
You.
I'm moving now. All righty now. Well, you know, today is the very last day of the year, and it's also the very last day for the of the month for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And I have just had, I am just amazed at the amount of information and video clips that I keep getting from our students from all over the world. And they're just fascinating. But before we get into that, just wanted to let everybody know that this show is sponsored by StreamYard. I'm sure you saw the print, the promo. And they will continue to support us. They have already given us their word that they are continuing to support us in 2023. So thank you, StreamYard. But first, I would like our viewing and listening audience, because we're broadcasting live on the Female Solution today. I forgot to mention that. So if you want to log on to hear, you driving or working or whatever, and you can't watch, you can always listen to blogtalkradio.com the female solution, and I will put that information up there as Gene gives us a little bit of insight about who he is and what he does. And I know, but just in case somebody's new to the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, let us know a little bit about our judge, Airman. Can you hear me, dear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Gene Phillips. All right, here we go. Where do I begin, man? My radio career started way back. Do I have to tell a year? Because I don't want to tell my
age. No, age. You don't have to do that.
It goes back to the 80s. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Of a small radio station in Gary, Indiana. Seemed like everybody got their start there, WLTH Radio.
Yeah.
Which was perfect radio station to get yourself started from. Well, I bounced from there to The Beat, Chicago's Jammin' Oldies, to JPC, to B103, to GCI. I've been all over Chicago radio. So my history or dossier is never ending. So now I have my own individual radio station, which is RodRadio.com. So you guys can pull it up right now. The structure is to get the Apple app going. You can pick it up if you got an Android device. Just go to the Play Store and type in RIDIN, no G, RIDINradio.com. You'll pick up the show. Commercial free for now. But my phone is to get internet-based satellite radio. That's my goal.
Say that goal again, Gene.
My goal is to get it from internet radio to satellite radio.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So that's a process. And
yeah. If you got it on the internet, you can get it at iRadio.com. Y'all remember back in the old school, right, when you wanted to get those
things? I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull it up now.
When you got it, you plugged it up.
I got it.
But then you wanted music from the other side. So you had to find you a pop station, a light rock, a top 40. When you got it, you locked it in and it was good. But all the time you're wondering, hey, man, why can't I get that one radio station that plays all my favorite songs? Well, you got it here, man. I call it soul school, not old school. Man, I can go from Mick Jagger to Rolling Stones to Kool & the Gang. I can go from the Culture Club to Lionel Richie and the Commodores. I can go from James Brown to Elton John, from Madonna to Aretha Franklin, and Billy Ocean. It's all commercial-free, extended versions and remixes.
When music was music.
Peter Brown, 872-263-7405. I can go from rockin' the ranch to house rockin' blues.
Yes, baby.
Oh!
Watch out there, man. Nothing like some real music. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough for doing this. Thank you, because we need some real music, because what's on the airwaves now is some of it, a lot of it is noise. I'm just going to not even say it's music. It's noise. And speaking of noise, not that she is noisy or anything like that, but she brings the noise to it. That's the executive producer of the other channel that we're presenting live on today is the Female Solution. Take it away, Naima Lee. Woo-hoo! That's my Chuck Rulery version. Y'all don't know nothing about that. We can hear you. We hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud
and clear. All right.
Yep.
Great. Okay. Great. Yeah, well, I am here in sunny Florida.
Oh, that's right. Just rub it right on in, girl. Just rub it right on in.
Come on in, yes. It's going to get up to 80 degrees today.
Woo!
So I am enjoying this beautiful weather, looking out at the trees. And, well, you know how that is. We had a great time down here when we went down here. And, you know, Florida has a certain feel to it. It's
yes, it
cold,
does.
Probably because people are not as stressed. The weather is nice and pleasant, and people are pleasant. You know, you can walk down the street, people speak to you, hey, how you doing? You know, that southern thing, you know. So it's very nice, and we're enjoying the atmosphere down here celebrating my sister's 70th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And
what's her name? What's her name?
Her name is Barbara.
Barbara!
And she's one of the three black moms. We do our radio to our TV show every Sunday evening, 5 Central, 6 Eastern. Three Black Moms on YouTube and Facebook. Go to our channel, Three Black Moms. And we get a chance to talk about our experiences as mothers, wives, sisters, you know, just the whole experience of raising children. And give some tips and make you reflect on some things that if you're a parent, you have experienced. And hopefully to that people learn from our wisdom, you know, our mistakes as well as the good decisions we've made. And we have a great time. So now we're all, three of us are here in Florida to celebrate my sister's born day here. January 1st. She was born the first day of the year.
Was she?
So
now, which one is Barbara? Which one is Barbara?
Yeah.
Is that Barbara in the middle or the left? Can you see it?
Let me see it. I can't see it yet. It hasn't come up yet.
Okay.
My internet might be a little bit slow.
Okay. And yeah, things are kind of laid back down there in Florida. Nobody's in a hurry, even the internet.
The internet takes its time.
Yes, it does. But I'm going to scroll up just so our audience can see. The Three Black Moms my Facebook page. And if you're watching online,
so she would probably, if I remember, I don't see it yet, but she would probably be the one on the left. Just try to do it in chronological order, left to right. So.
Yeah,
and I got a picture of us so she's the one on the left, and Cheryl's in the middle, and I'm on the end.
Right.
And then this picture of us, when we were younger, I think I was maybe 4 or 3 or something like that. She's the one on the right, and then Cheryl in the middle, and I'm the smaller one.
Okay, so
yeah.
Barbara's on the left.
Yeah,
who's
on
the
left?
And which one is in the middle?
Carol.
Carol.
Boston.
Okay, gotcha.
And so, yeah, we just having a great time. You know, the funny thing, and I guess maybe either people are living long, or just more active. When I think of the age of 70, you know, we got a lot of friends that's like 60, 70. You know,
yeah.
And then nowadays, when somebody says they're 50, you're like, oh, that's the baby.
Yeah.
Ain't been lived yet. So now, when I was a child, the idea of 70 years old, it's 70.
Oh, it's and decrepit.
You know, and ain't none of that happening. We all out here active, you know, running around and, you know,
bicycling, roller skating. Spinning, just everything, just the whole 9 yards. So I'm glad to be of this generation because we don't look like our parents looked when they was, and they said they looked old.
They were broke down.
They had a hard life. You know, this generation, our generation started the I won't say easier life, but definitely less stressful either. I just say we take care of ourselves better because we know more about nutrition.
Yeah, we're more health conscious.
Yeah, we're more health conscious.
The health conscious movement kind of came, like in the 80s, 90s. People started becoming more health conscious.
Right.
Cigarettes. They grew up in a generation where smoking was cool, drinking was cool, so they, you know, fried their liver and the brains and everything with smoking alcohol.
Right.
We're a lot more aware of eating right and exercising and de-stressing, you know, so we have a different outlook. And then our children, of course, they're even taking it a step further. So there are a lot of them, you know, going to the gym regularly and all of that. So it's a whole different evolution and awareness on how to keep your body together.
Right. And it's a whole new world.
So when I look at these teens, you know, and some of them, they got a definitely different perspective. They come into the world with a global perspective. That's why I love this global teen virtual talent contest. They come in here with a global perspective.
Yes.
They come in here with technological skills and just knowing how to expand their reach to the whole world and put their talent out there. And, just, you know, people can just become instant success overnight.
Right.
in the entertainment business. But the thing about it, you got to have real talent to stay. Because
right.
We know people who've been, you know, instant success, but then a few years later, you don't hear from them no more because the talent wasn't really there. But
right.
Like the music that your friend played,
right.
That's real talent. That's why it's still staying.
Years later, it is still here.
Yeah,
and
real talent still will last.
Doesn't go anywhere. It lasts forever. Victor Sarmiento, thank you so much, Victor. Victor is the veteran that we interviewed at Dr. Willie
right.
Wilson Christmas luncheon for veterans in Chicago. Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you so much for Victor. We
got to
get your babies in here in the contest too, Victor. I don't know how old they are, but if they're between the ages of 13 and 19. They can participate by going to hlntvshow@gmail.com and submitting a 60-second video. And Being a Blessing Enterprises, Babe LLC says, Happy New Year, HLN and viewers. Congratulations on your new radio station, G. Congratulations. Oh, that's Falaki. Hey, Falaki.
Well, this is what we haven't heard in a while.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
talk to him about it. Victor says to talk to him about it. All
right,
we're going to
have it. Right on, Victor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you so much, Falaki, for showing up this morning and blessing us with your presence. Yeah, that radio station is. I can't wait to talk about it some more. But right now, we need to talk about these children because we have our viewers on the line. We're broadcasting live on our sister channel, The Female Solution. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And it has been such a blessing to be able all year to celebrate our youth, and we just have a whole year. So if anyone, well, actually, when did we start this? 2020, I think we started. But you can go and look at our YouTube channel and take a look at all of the auditions that we have had over the course of the last 2 years. So you can see all the teams there. It's a different team for every month. And this little lady right here, contestant number 4, Zuri Bird, she is already killing it. That's what they call it, killing it in Atlanta. She is special, but all of the children are just simply phenomenal. So if you go to our channel,
right now,
Higher Learning,
especially that Calvin guy.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah,
Calvin
yeah.
Guy.
Calvin Butts, I think his name was.
Name's like Neo, man.
Yeah. So go to our YouTube channel and you'll see all the videos there. There's just tons and tons of them, so you can go back and see those anytime you get ready. And let me remind you before we get started that we are sitting in a place that is very warm today. Are you not? And I know, Naima, you're really warm because you're down in Florida.
Yeah.
But some people do not, I should say many people do not have that available to them. And I just want to take a moment to thank those who have been sharing their blessings this holiday season. If you look, take a look at our Instagram page, it's hln.homeless.project. And as you scroll through it, you will see all of the many posts that we have that people have sent in donations. And I think the Cash App and Zelle information, yeah, it's scrolling down there on the screen now. And you can see what we're doing with the money that we're sending in. So if you want to go in and take a look at the last one, as a matter of fact, we're going to go make a delivery today after the show because today's show is sponsored by our very own Move Around with Deborah every third Saturday. And we just went to the store the other day, and this is what happened.
From the Walmart, from the Target, the Home Depot, wherever you want to go. This is just what we choose to go. Because it's convenient. And convenience, sometimes it's good, and sometimes not so good. But this is convenient, and we appreciate it. And we appreciate this aisle. This is the aisle you want, right here. Camping accessories, chairs, and coolers. You know what that means, right? We're back at Walmart. Getting butane help keep the homeless warm. And there they are. Fully stacked and ready to go. Look at there. All you have to do is come in and pick them up. You see two of these? They come in packs of two. I'm trying to find one that's already together. So I'll pull this one out so you can see.
Okay. So
pack of two. Two of these 16-ounce containers. $9 What's the price? $9.87 So this is what you can do to help keep the homeless warm. And we appreciate the donations. Keep them coming. Because one of these only lasts, it's 16 ounces. It only lasts 8 hours. So, you know, then maybe overnight. But, you can help. You can sleep good knowing that you help somebody else. Sleep good by getting them a 16-ounce propane tank. Hey, y'all.
Okay, so just go to higherlearningnetwork.org and you can make your donation there. And thank you so much, Deborah, for Move Around with Deborah every third Saturday here on The Female Solution. And just know that all donations are tax deductible. Everything goes direct. There's no admin cost. Nothing. Everything you give us, we give them. And we've got the records to prove it. And we got a couple of more comments here. Victor says, yes, I will talk to them about being contestants on the show. And Being a Blessing says, you look terrific and are kind, beautiful people inside and out. Thank you, my sister. I'm only a reflection of you. You can't see it in me if it's not in you. So thank you, thank us, as Baba Kwame Sunhills would say. Yes, this global platform is great. The kids are so multi-talented. Yes, they are. And thanks to you, because Folake, for the first 2 years, I believe, was our, and still is, she's just on a little hiatus, she'll be back, responsible for locating the teens with so much talent. I mean, just kids from around the world. Jean, I was like, okay, so where are the kids from Chicago? We got Australia, Africa, New Zealand. Everywhere. I'm like, what, a kid from Chicago? So slowly.
All at your fingertips.
Yeah.
That's it.
So,
technology.
Yeah, and that's what she did. So thank you. Hey, love you more, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's what Pam would say. Victor says, that is great. Please feel free to contact me if you need a volunteer. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Victor. Greatly appreciate it. Well, definitely be contacting you. You can count on it. And Naima is back. She got a disconnect there. And, oh, I need to add her to, there she go. There she is. She's back. Okay. Thought she went to get a glass of iced tea or something. Got a little bit too warm for you. Yes. Well, let me tell you all. Today's show is more than just a show. It's a celebration of our youth. And I want to start out with a little lady who has won, and her name is Zaya Janae, and her mom sent me this video, and I was like, oh my God. You all remember Zaya Janae? I remember because she, number one, she has the letter Z in her name, and number two, she had hair that was spanning all the way up to here, so you know I was kind of partial to that.
Yeah.
So here is Zaya Janae, and this is what her mom sent me, these Zaya Janae holiday experience. So Zaya,
Are we to judge this, or are we just looking?
We are simply enjoying.
All right.
We are simply enjoying, because this is an experience, and I want you to take away, you know, you got points in your head for originality, performance, and all of that. Nah. We're just enjoying. So, Zaya Janae, let's Take it away. Hat boys. So let's just sit back and relax and enjoy. Here we go. About what my Chinese friend Zoe Ma told me. It's like, in America, we focus on all of that nonsense out here, but the Asians focus on natural talents. Their kids are not sitting in front of a TV 12 hours, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 hours a day. They're doing what we did as kids. We used our imagination and we played with things.
That's what helps you develop.
Yeah, that's what helps you develop. And we have got to get to the point where we got to sit down and talk to our children or teach them something. Well, not that we're not, but we got to do more of it. How about that?
Right.
So it is
give them an opportunity to develop their natural talent.
So it is 12:31, and it is time for our first commercial break on the female solution. Am I running that board or are you running it, Naima? I can run it. I just,
okay. Well,
yeah, I got it up. I just need to know what to play for.
Well, I'll do that then.
I'll just play a quick.
Well, just let me know when you want the next commercial break. You want to do Willie Wilson's video, then you run that.
Actually, I can run that. Let me play a quick promo. And then I'll do it.
Okay.
Why don't I hear it? There you go.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 7-7 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Great rising. How are you feeling today? Do you worry about things? What do you worry about? Money, relationships, job, your children. Probably all of those, right? Well, we haven't been taught the skill silencing those voices and a plan on how to do that. All you have to do is sign up. You're only one click away from the Worry Workshop. Just go to my blog, selfspeaks.wordpress.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank me later.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Around with Deborah and fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D.
Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And you are definitely a part of the solution, and thank you for being a part of the solution here on the Female Solution, which airs 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, which is where we will always announce the winner, but today there's no contest. We're just celebrating what happened over the weekend, over the year. And all of the youth that have participated and sent in their auditions, and you can send in your auditions as well to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And it is a one-minute video clip of yourself performing. If you're between the ages of 13 and 19, we get them younger and we get them older, but we need them between 13 and 19, okay? And you can send them in to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And if you'd like to, you can also send in a 30-second promo of who you are, where you, what city or country you live in, and a little bit about yourself, what you like to do, and things of that nature. So get those in anytime. Oh, and also we have the 2023, we are looking for interns who are interested in broadcasting, Gene. Behind the scenes, radio, television, and print production. I'm going to pull it up now on our blog, and you can go to our blog, hlntv.blogspot.com. I'm going to type that in there for you, and you will get a chance to see that the children, not 13 to 19 for this one, but if you are in high school and looking for a career in journalism or broadcast journalism or photography or anything, photojournalism, I should say, go to our blog and you'll see the information there. So, and you can also go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So just wanted to share that with you. So now...
Not a bad field to be in, is it?
Not at all. Because there are perks that are available that you know absolutely nothing about. See, just like you, after you left corporate radio, you went on to do other things as well as start your own station. It just gives you so much access to things that you would not have had access to had you not been in the business.
And not only that, it's the road you travel. You know, some of the past radio stations that I've been at, you feel like, well, why was I there? If the visit was short, or if the visit wasn't long enough for you, you say, well, why was I there?
Sorry about that. I was trying to find this.
There's a reason why you're at every place, whether it lasts or not. You pick up something from there that you don't realize until somewhere down the line. And you said, oh, that's the reason why I was there. But it never, wherever you go, it is only temporary.
Right.
And then you make your step to the next place.
Right.
But then at the end, you can do what you want because you've gathered so much experience from every radio station. I know from every radio station I've ever been at, I've learned something totally different.
You always. And what,
yes, totally different.
And what a blessing to be able to learn from a colleague who doesn't want anything in return. That's what I'm talking about.
And right. Well, that's given.
Yeah, that's given.
That's given.
Because in this business, baby, there's some vultures. And there's a whole lot of vultures, and some of them might be your boss or your coworkers, and they will stab you in the back in a minute to get a promotion.
That's for sure. So, I've learned that.
Hello,
that's the
long way. And that's why I always applauded you, because you were always the man who came, because before now, this was a male-dominated industry, and women had to go through natural hair. The casting couch was alive and well, and I am so grateful I did not have to lay on it. And then when I get to WGCI, you're there, and you're teaching me how to use Shortcut and all the other audio tools for editing information, because people think everything is live, and they don't know that it's recorded. And you never, ever once hinted that you wanted to get up under my dress. So I am most grateful for that. You know it, Gene. You know there's vultures in this industry. You know that.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you for not being one of them. Thank you for not being one of them.
Yeah. Are you familiar with, LaDonna Ray?
I remember a LaDonna. I don't remember her last name. Not LaDonna Tittle, but a LaDonna. Is she in Indiana?
No, not Tittle. She's actually named after Tittle. Her mother named her purposely after Tittle.
Oh, wow. Did she?
But, yes. Tittle doesn't know that, and I didn't know that until, the relationship I had with her expanded. And
okay.
Then I found out that her mom had named her after LaDonna Tittle. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've seen her before, because she's been at several functions. And nonetheless, I met her. She was at a dealership selling cars.
Oh.
So I met her, and I think I was at The Beat, Chicago's Jam and Oldies. So that was like 99. And somehow or another, during the transaction of buying a vehicle, she mentioned, she asked what my occupation was, because they want to have that history. So when I told her, she lit up, and she says, oh, my God, that's the dream that I want to do. That's the world I want to be in. And so I started training her there. I used to take her down to the Hancock, because we were on the 40th floor, and there was a shift that I had to do from midnight to 5:30 the next morning. And I would take her in on that shift and let her run my board. She got so good that I got on the other side, and she learned my timing habits and technique. So I got on the other side, on the guest side of the board, and let her run it. And now she has her own show, although she's doing the internet stuff, but she does her own thing. Just
wow.
From learning and starting from, like, what you're saying, that I assisted you on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for being the wholesome gentleman that you are, because there's not a whole lot of y'all left. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. And if they are, they're buried. Okay, so thank you so much, Regina. Oh, we got a comment here. Let's see what that says.
Show it, baby, show it.
They said Chicago's own Zaya Janae is one of our first superstars. Yes, her and
wow,
her
yes,
phenomenal sister who danced beside her competed. Yes, yes, they did. So Zaya Janae is themoms.com, and you will be hearing a little bit more of her later before the show goes off. But let me let you listen to this. I've never heard. Live from Tokyo. Check this out. By Bill Withers. These are Oriental children. Okay. Tell me
yes,
old
ma'am.
School ain't for life.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I was like, oh, no, they didn't. What they know about Bill Withers? What, they 13, 14, 15 years old? They don't know nothing about Bill Withers.
Yeah, that song is so far ahead of them, but look what they did to it.
Yeah, look what they
nice.
Did to it. And
nice.
And you think that was something. Wait until you see this ballerina. Lord, have mercy. I'm just so glad we're not judging. We're just enjoying, because I really appreciate this. This little sister here is bad. Here we go.
Oh, I remember her.
I just want to see
it. I remember her.
Yeah, she's bad. It's so good, I got to see it again. It's only 24 seconds. Look at those thighs. Look at those biceps and triceps. Now, let me tell you, honey, ballet is not easy. I took ballet as a child, and the only reason why I didn't continue because my mom passed and we had to go down south and live with an aunt. But, honey, I loved it, but, baby, let me tell you, it is work. It is, and when you're young, you have a lot of energy, so it's not work to you. But as an adult, you're like, ooh, wow, I did all that as a child. Yes, you did, girl. You go right ahead on.
What was her name?
I don't remember, but we're not judging, so it really doesn't matter. But well,
she did a floor exercise. I remember seeing her. She did a floor exercise from the floor up and then into her regular routine. So she is awesome. I think she's young, like 14.
Yes, very young. Very young, yes, very young. And you think she's good, wait until you see this one. And drop the glove. Okay, Miss Lane. Yes, she did that soul number. So professional. I don't know.
We talk about precision. That's what that is.
Precision is the correct word. This girl, as the children would say, was off the chain. I'm sure they say something else now, but, you know, I'm old school. But here's another little... A little tiny one. He is not of age, but they sent it to me, so I gotta share it because this young man is phenomenal. Check it out.
Oh, man.
Yeah. a little pro, okay? A little pro. Three? Oh, really? Okie dokie now.
Three?
He is too much already. Can you imagine what he'll be when he's 13?
And look, he used that whole piano.
The whole piano.
So small.
And did you see his hand? The way he moved? Like,
yes.
Like a composer moves? I was like, okay, he's been watching somebody play piano there because he's got the movement, not just the keys, but he's got the movement down. I'm like, oh, my goodness. These children.
Usually, when a bigger person plays the piano, he's sitting in the middle of the seat.
Yes.
And his arms can cover from left to right, but he's got the slide. He's playing from the higher keys to the bass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's playing across the seat slowly but surely. So he can hit his
and he's hitting them too, honey. He's hitting them.
So his rotation was good.
Yes, it was excellent. I can't wait till he grows up so we can have him on, as a competitor on the Higher Learning Network TV show. But Gene, here's one. They're not. Remember, we're not grading. We're just enjoying today. But somebody said this. I had to play it just to get a snippet of it. Here we go. Ho! I'll keep sending them. I'll keep playing them. You know, there's some kind of dance going around on the internet where everybody's copying it and they're doing the same thing, but it's like, I can't do all that stuff that everybody else does. So I just, you know, I do my old whatever it is, whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it, but I just keep doing it. But there's one more with a little girl. I want to show you that one here. I am really enjoying this. We don't even have to worry about numbers today. This is called Happy Hump Day. And these little ladies are some kind of special. Here we go. It's a short one, but it's worth it. Oops. a little smooth, but I had to share this one. Had to show that. I'm sorry. You know, we're former skaters, Gene, so it's like when I saw Wampa skating, I was like, yes, I gotta show that one. This girl was...
That's ice skating, you know that,
yeah,
don't you?
You know, I can't ice skate. I used to roller skate, but I can ice skate. I put them on one time, and I was like, nope, that's not... I need four wheels, not two blades. Nope, yep, nope, no, no, no. Naima's back. Have you been enjoying the videos, Naima? No, you can't. Of course not. You weren't online. Duh. You know, ask crazy questions.
Yes, yes. I was getting on my computer
was acting up. Yeah, you know, that's what computers do. They act up. You know, what can I say? That's what they do. But it is 12:58. It has been a pleasure to be here this last Saturday of the month with our judges. And before we leave, I just got to play a little more of Zaya Janae, before we go into the...
She's hot.
Yes, she is. Before we go into the last break. Right. I'm not sure. Her mom said she would be... So if your mom said she would be listening or tuning in, what does this say? Wow, this celebration is fantastic. Yes, it is, and it's all because of you, my dear, because you made it possible. I'm going and getting all those children from all over the world, and because of Falake being a blessing, we can bless you with the information that we receive here. So thank you, Falake, and thank all of you for watching and viewing this afternoon on our Facebook and YouTube channels. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's 12:59. Gene is leaving us now. Of course, we're going to go into the Female Solution Show at 1 o'clock, but I just wanted to share that with you. So you want to give us any closing comments, Gene, before you leave?
I'm looking so forward to 23, man, because,
yeah.
You know, every year the talent just gets better and younger.
Yes. It's like, do we...
Younger and better, so... The next generation, there's no telling what the ceiling is for them, but I'm so excited to be a part of this. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you were a part of it, too, because I can't wait to have you back here next week. Next month, and we'll do it all over again. Thank you so much, Airman. We'll be sure to tune in to Riding Radio, and as Zig Ziglar would say, we'll see you at the top.
Deuces.
Deuces. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Right. Thanks,
hey, let me say this.
Okay.
I'm en route right now to Detroit to go see the Bears and the Lions play, and then we're going to bring in the New Year here in the Motor City.
Oh, wow. You're driving.
Tom Alexander. He's on his way there, too. I just got on the phone with him. He's on his way to Detroit as well. Look for him, the photographer, Tom Alexander. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
He's on the road right now, on the way to Detroit. I got to make sure to tell him. Look for Airman.
Yeah. Look for Airman.
A couple of miles away now.
All right,
yeah,
now. Well,
yeah,
enjoy.
I'm going to see him out there with his camera on the field. Yep, yeah, look for him.
All
yeah.
right.
All right, we'll do that.
Enjoy. Bye. See you next year. Thank you, Airman.
All right.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Love,
all righty, and now it is time for our 1 o'clock commercial break, and this show was sponsored by Deborah of... Move Around with Deborah, I should say, on The Female Solution, and which airs every third Saturday from 12 noon until 2 p.m. And on Sundays, it is, nope, she's not on Sunday, she's on Saturday. Let me leave that alone, go to commercial break, we'll be right back to enjoy some more kids.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Thank you so much for joining us on the last broadcast of the year. Previous hour, we were celebrating the 2022 contestants who auditioned for all of the wonderful prizes and scholarships and cash that we have for youth. But today we just celebrated them in their glory, just to enjoy it, not to have to monitor it in a way to be able to give insight or score them, I should say, but just to enjoy them. And we've had so many, and I'm sorry Gene had to leave, but, you know, brother got to do what a brother got to do. He's on his way to enjoy the game, and I get that. So we're going to continue here on the Female Solution because I'm a bike rider. I was a bike rider, and I just thought you'd get a big kick out of this. And if you're ready for your mind to be blown, here you go.
Yeah, let's go,
Now, you know what this teaches me, Naima?
What's that?
That children are fearless.
Yes.
Fear is a taught behavior.
Yes.
They have no regards to all the traffic that's going on over there. They are doing what they are doing in their safety lane right here, and they are killing it.
They have no fear. None.
None. Did she just, like, get off the bike and get on the side of the bike and then get back on and get on the other side of the bike? Is that what she... I'm like, let me look at that again. Is that what she just did?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about phenomenal. These children are from another world.
I'm telling you. From another world.
They are...
The volitional fear is taught. And you
yes.
And courage can be taught.
Yes.
Fearless can be taught. Too.
Yes. And, you know, we all learn to do different things when we were children. And sometimes our natural gifts, talents, and abilities are beat out of us because you need to conform to the norm and do the things. Go to school. Yeah, y'all, you're going to love this too. These little girls, you know, we did hopscotch, jumping jacks, jumping rope and all that stuff. These little girls, here, honey, I had to play it twice. You're going to enjoy this. It's a girl thing, but it's a guy thing, too. So, you know, y'all go ahead and check it out and let me know what you think about it. No, she didn't. And listen to what they're jumping to. Is that clever? I just gotta see it again. I'm just amazed. And we do not own the rights to none of this music. I can't get enough of it. What's wrong with me, Naima? Y'all can go to TikTok and see that. I don't know whose channel it was, but
I remember doing the Chinese jump rope. I mean, because you have like an elastic thing. You tie rubber bands together to make the rope.
Right.
And you have like a crisscross thing. You have. I remember doing that.
Yeah. And it was so much fun. Big old rubber bands. Some big rubber bands or some big. Or a string, but the rubber bands were preferred because you needed that elasticity,
Rubber bands was better because they were elastic, you had to have some skills, you know, some rhythm and coordination.
Yes, you do. You had to have a whole lot of coordination because if you get your feet caught in one of those, you in trouble.
You are in trouble.
Well, we've had a lot of entertainment, and I want to go to some audio for a young girl who is a...
There's no more purpose for my...
Uh-oh, she's already talking to us. She says there's no more purpose, so let me bring up... This is a poet, and she's a little young lady, so enjoy. There we go.
My lungs, because... I'm not breathing. If I thought that I was still alive, then I think I was dreaming. I just left the earth. My soul's escaped my body now. I'm dead. And I'm rising into the heavens to find out what lies ahead. This life is over. Now my time is honored. There's no more stressing. I'm about to meet the one that gave me all my life and blessing. Now it's time that he was born. And it's time to feel his embrace. And it's that time to meet my God. And now it's time to see his face. I'm at the gate, and I don't want to wait. I want to see my Savior. I'm going to feel his presence. Have a safety and faith in his favor. Wait. They open up the gate.
And
if I was alive, I'd pass out from the beauty Do you know me? Yeah, you made me. I was in church every service, but he tells me church without applying what you learn is worthless. But I was a choir member. I prayed you with poems and acted, but he said he checked the book of life, and then my name was absent, and I'm laughing like, there must be some mistake. I just can't hear it. He said I praised him, but I didn't have him in my spirit. I can't bear it. Lord, I thought I gave you praise wholeheartedly, but he turned his head away. Then he said, depart from me. I start to scream, but it's too late. Immediately I threw the blame, and I'm ashamed and me to blame. I could have stopped all this pain. Life isn't like this for me. This ain't how I want to conclude. That's where in real life it won't be, but don't let this be your future. You may go to church, but man, you got a limit. Don't be two-faced. Don't be hypocrites, guys. Don't be darn and ladies. Don't be ruthless. We ain't got no time to right now. Drop the game and lift your hands. Just let him in before it ends. Just praise him while we have the chance.
All right, now. That's the gate.
Now, like, where was this at?
It was at somebody's church. Is all I know,
okay.
Somebody's church. That was the gate by Chris Riff. It's a recital from Church of God in Christ Sunshine Band Holy Convocation 2022. All I got to say was, whose grandmama was that up there on the stage in that child's body? Because
you know,
children don't speak like that. Somebody's grandma, probably her grandmother, incarnated into her being.
Because
children don't know to talk like that.
The old soul, but she's been through something, because that's
the
old soul.
Yes, she has. She done been through some things, and I'm just, it's just wonderful. And I got to share another one with you, because these children are simply phenomenal. They come here and they do phenomenal things. They say phenomenal. I'm like, whose grandmother is this? Uh-oh.
When you be mad, when I make you mad.
We need to hear the question again.
So what you be saying about me behind my back when you be mad, when I make you mad? Just tell me.
You whoop me?
No, I'm not gonna whoop you. I promise. What you be saying?
I said, this motherfucking bitch be
happy. Oh my goodness. I am so sorry. That one skipped me. I apologize.
Well, I guess that was a revelation.
Yeah, a revelation for her.
It lets you know, if you hit your children, this is what you're planting in them. This is the kind of feelings you're planting in them.
And you wonder why she said what she said. I was like, oh my God, did she just say that? You know, we don't condone that kind of language here, because it has been said that those who swear like that have not taken the time to develop a
vocabulary
to express themselves. So, wow. So, yeah, be careful what you tell your children, honey, because they're listening, and they're going to repeat
right.
everything that they heard. So,
right.
you be mindful for that. So.
That's right. Don't use language you don't want them to use.
Right.
They will learn.
Because they're going to use it. All right. So back to some clean entertainment. How about that?
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Dancers for today, you know, that song has been played over and over and over again, and people play the song to death. But just the energy that it takes to do the dances that they're doing, I commend them, because...
yeah, I mean, that's acrobatics and every other kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're using every body.
Every muscle, tendon, ligament in your body is at work.
Now, I have to tell y'all, I came up with an exercise routine, because I hate exercise, but
oh.
I love dance.
Oh.
So came up with an exercise routine that's actually a dance, and I've been thinking, do I want to amuse people and put it on Facebook? Because they would be laughing, you know. But hey, I have to get my workout on, and the song is to, what is that song by Funkadelic?
Flashlight. Neon light.
Get around it so low.
That's Parliament, Funkadelic, baby. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I got a whole dance routine of that, and I'm thinking, maybe I should share this. So if you don't like exercise, but you love to dance, you can move every part of your body. I'm doing all the hip hop moves and everything.
If you can do it, why not?
I'm
you know,
like,
you
I,
let, yeah, you
I,
let.
I'm doing. If I got, I'm gonna do all that, but dance.
You know, if you know, and just one, just a little reminder for you. We getting ready to go to the homeless, Tony. Yeah, we're going to, as soon as this broadcast is finished, so let me do this little PSA right quick. For those who are in the second hour with us, we appreciate you staying with us, but I've got to show this video before we go to our next break, and that is to remind you that you're sitting in the comfort of your own home and you're watching from the comfort of your own home, and you see, you flip through these pages on our Instagram page and look at all the, what we do for, this is the last one that not the last one, but one we did on the west side. There's lots of them there. You've seen them. And it's imperative that you share whatever you have. It doesn't matter if it's a little or if it's a lot.
Every little bit.
Just know that you are keeping somebody.
Everything.
You're helping keeping somebody warm. And the fact that you can go to sleep tonight in a warm bed.
Right.
Hopefully it's peaceful there, and you've got shelter till the next morning, and not be concerned about if you got to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night to get some water in the middle of the night, and you have that convenience. I just ask you to open your heart and send a donation, 100% tax deductible to the Higher Learning Network. You can see our Cash App Zelle information there. Below, I just took it off. I guess I should put it back, right? And just have it in your heart. No donation is too small. No donation is too large. But just help those who are homeless. As Baba Kwame, a Sun Horse, would say, no one is ever homeless because the sky is their living room and the dirt on the ground is their floor. And their walls are the world. Something like that. But
the sky is your ceiling and the earth is your floor.
Yes.
But you can't be unsheltered.
Yes, unsheltered. Unhoused is what he called it. And there's Tony going back into the car giving away the butane that we got. And very, very, very grateful for Move Around Deborah this week, who sponsored the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And also thank you to our executive producer, Naima Latif, who will be sponsoring next week's show, the first show of the year, on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. So, yay! We can't do it without you. This is a community effort. And I love what one of the guys says. He said something about, where is our humanity? Have we gotten so big and bad and bold we walking around with $1,200 cell phones, $600 gym shoes, $1,200 watches? You can't give $10 to somebody who not give it to them, but go to the store and purchase something to help keep them warm. What up to the village? Where'd the village go?
I saw it by Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the book series Conversation from God, and no one back in street law also did the big funds to use their act. And you think that now it's just a little bit of batter. You know, a couple of quarters, or it just ends up in a hamburger for the day. You don't put all those little things matter. So now when you get there with this book series, it's written, you give them all. You never believe that house was having singles or $5, $10 bills that you can just give away to people. Don't judge them. Don't they all they have to
Because you don't know who you're giving it to, number one. Yeah, you don't know who you're giving it to.
Yeah. Don't judge, don't single.
Right.
Yeah. But what people do.
You don't know. And many of many working people.
And it's talking about your children will pay for it out of the street. You know, you don't know what could happen that caused you to lose everything.
You just never know.
Every day, enough food to. Then he talks about how he got a job interview, but he didn't have mustard.
Okay, Naima is having some difficulty there, so I'm going to let you enjoy more of the Zaya Janae experience right here on the Female Solution. She is a prior contestant winner, but I am sure that you will love this. So check out Ms. Zaya Janae, the Zaya Janae Holiday Experience.
Thank you.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Desire Janae Holiday Experience, and we will be back with more. But right now, we have got to take a quick commercial break, our last commercial break of the hour. If you want to, if you have questions that you'd like to ask or comments, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Or if you're watching, you can also type in what city you are watching from. We'd love to see that in the comments, see who you are. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Stay close with more.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
On air everywhere, on air all the time. For sticking in here with us on the Female Solution Higher Learning Network TV show.
Yes. What is Airman's full name?
Gene Phillips, G-E-N-E Phillips. But the name of his radio station is Ride and High.
Ride and High.
So when you go to Facebook, don't use the G. Use the N. Ride in. R-I-D-I-N.
Ride and High.
Ride, yeah. Ride and High.
Yeah.
Ride and High. Yeah. Ride and High. Yeah, riding high. And we're going to continue riding high with the Zaya Janae Holiday Experience. She is just blessed us, and we are simply sharing the blessings with the audience. So take it away, Miss Zaya Janae.
I love how they did that room.
Yeah. Some thought went into that. Zaya Janae Holiday Experience, and what we are experiencing here on the Female Solution on the Higher Learning Network TV show. She is just...
She's phenomenal.
She's a phenomenal little lady, and we are very grateful to her mother. And her, I know her mother is watching, so if she would be so kind to type in her name, because I put her name in my number, but in my cell phone, but I don't know her name. I put Contessa's mom. And when she sent me the email, She didn't say her name. She just said she was Zaya's mom. So Zaya's mom or family, if you're watching, we want to be able to share your name, but we don't know it. So please, please speak up. Type it in the content in the comment section. But this is something.
Yeah, we definitely want to encourage anybody. If you've got children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, anybody, if you don't have talent, encourage them to get involved in the Global Teen Talent virtual competition. Because, you know, we know we have a lot of talented young people.
Yes.
Not every.
Super talented.
Yeah, super talented. And, you know, a lot of high schools may not have a platform where they can express that talent. I know in my high school, matter of fact, I got my high school shirt on.
Oh, finger! Wow! Okay.
And, well, now, we had talent shows every year, and a lot of the people who perform in the talent shows, they actually went on, and you might see some of them in commercials and movies. A couple of people I can think of offhand, Marshall Titus, I know he went on to become a professional singer. Gwen McGee, I know she's been a professional actress, you see her every now and then.
They do voiceovers. Yeah.
Do voiceovers. So, you know, a lot of people in our high school talent shows, they went on to become professional performers. And some high schools will have some type of talent competition. And if you do, you need to contact the Higher Learning Network.
Yes, you do.
If you have us come and evaluate your talent competition and put them on the air and let them compete for scholarships. You know, and if your high school doesn't have a talent competition, then maybe what you can do is have them participate in the Higher Learning Network Global Virtual Teen Talent Competition so that their skills can be seen and they can get an opportunity to win some scholarships and get an audience for their skills and be discovered. Cause you never know.
Right.
You know, you never know where a talent is going to go to. And we're given talents for a reason. We're given these talents by our Creator to share them with the world, to bring some joy. So all of us have something that we can give that brings joy.
Yes.
And I love dance. I really do. I'm grateful. Our family has so many talented young people. I've got a niece who dances all over the country, and another niece who is an artist. Matter of fact, she designed, you know, a couple of our logos and everything. I mean, she's really an artist and everything. So you never know what your children and grandchildren have to give to the world. So give them an opportunity to share it and bring some joy. I mean, just listen to the music that we listen to and the kind of when you're in a down mood and you can play a song and it can lift you up, that's a gift.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, we want to give our young people a chance to share their gifts and bring joy to the world.
Because that's a gift I don't have. So I am very grateful for our young people.
Even a gift of being able to make people laugh, because we've seen some comedians,
right.
And you can have one person fill up a stadium full of people and have everybody laughing.
Right. That is definitely a gift. And speaking of gifts, these young people, this is a gift. Check this out.
Wow.
Yay! Wow. Okay, forever. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
have unbelievable. First of all, to even have that kind of balance.
Balance, yes.
Wow. Wow. Day in and day out. I'm sure they practice several hours a day. That's unbelievable. Yeah, probably at one when they learned how to walk. Wow, my man. My man. He just as cool with it. And look how he pushes it to the end. Yeah. Yeah, you some kind of special little man. Keep on doing what you're doing. You go far. Wow, that's powerful. I was like, wow, he just, yeah. And I did those 6 cups, and then here's another 8 cups. And oh, yeah, by the way, hey, hi. Oh, and then I'll just go back to it. I'm like, okay, whose grandfather is that inside of him? That's another old soul. Because these children are doing things that the children just don't do. This is what grown folk do. It's like, no, honey, children do this now. And I'm just so disappointed at our governor in Illinois. And this comes from October. But I really didn't speak on it like I wanted to, so now I'm just going to show it here. This is from a newspaper called the Chicago City Wire. It's a local paper. You're not going to see this in the Sun-Times. And if you can see what it says here. Pritzker family. Lurie Children's Hospital promote gender and sex development experiments in Illinois public schools. Don't believe me.
Experiment.
You heard what I said, experiment.
So what are they trying to do?
That is the question that you need to write your governor and ask him, why is he allowing experiments on children?
That's not good.
Because one of those children could be yours, for parents who are listening and watching. Those children in the state of Illinois. And if they're doing it in the state of Illinois, where else are they doing it?
So whatever we do, just fill in the date and stuff for the consequence of tomorrow.
Yes.
That's important. Us all to remember, because children are the ones who are going to be taking care of us in our senior years. So if we do anything to harm them, we will pay the price for that.
Oh, yeah. So make sure you treat your children right, honey, because tomorrow is just not promised. It's just not. And we don't know how long we're going to be here. Nobody knows, but you do not do damage to children. That is the point. You do not damage children. They have no say so over their lives at this point. So it is our responsibility as adults to steer them in the right direction, and experimentation is not the answer. So you need to contact Governor Pritzker if you have children in any school in the state of Illinois, because it's just not right.
Right. I think we need to do more listening to our children to understand how what they're experiencing is affecting them. Because we do all stuff to them, but we never hear from them. We never let them explain how they're being affected by our decisions.
Right.
And then when they express anger,
we don't know where that rage is coming from. But if we had listened to them, maybe we could have prevented the rage.
Right. But when you don't listen, things happen. That energy gets stored up in the body, and you wonder where you got headaches and arm aches and belly aches and back aches and all those other kind of aches, and then you're angry and you're holding all that in, and somebody says something to you and you just snap and you wonder why. It's like, you gotta spend some time to get out in nature, because that's where the answers are to all of your issues.
All of our issues.
And we all got issues, honey. Just don't think it's you. You are not alone. Everyone has issues. If you are breathing and you're on this planet, you got some issues. Okay?
And it's okay. I mean, none of us are perfect. The reason that we have these challenges in our life is to overcome them. I mean, we all came to overcome certain things like lifting weight. You get stronger by lifting weight. So the things that you're faced with are things to make you better, things to help you grow in wisdom, things to help you learn patience and compassion and forgiveness. So even the people in your life that get on your nerves, they're there to help you actually become better in your capacity to forgive and to empathize and to understand and have patience. Everything has its purpose.
And you have to remember that. You are not alone. Somebody somewhere is going through something. You're not alone. Just because it seems like you are alone, you're not. It's just, it may not be voiced where you can hear it, but it does exist. Everybody somewhere is going through something. This is why on Monday Morning Mindfulness, we invite you to meditate, to activate. You gotta activate that which was given to you at birth, but has been drowned out by TV, radio, cell phones, and negative conversations from other people. You got to remember to meditate to activate. And how do you meditate to activate? Spend the first 5 minutes of the day alone with yourself. No cell phone.
Right.
No radio. No TV. You know, you pull out your daily word and read that. But just sit there and just do some deep breathing. Inhale and exhale. And I promise you, it will make a difference in the quality of your life. Don't believe me. As a matter of fact, don't believe nothing I say.
Try it for
yourself. And when you see, you become observant of things that you were really not aware of, that you really didn't pay attention to, like a bird chirping, or you'll pay attention to that, when you're walking down the street, you pay attention to that mushroom growing out of concrete, and it's like, how did that happen? You can't stop nature, baby. You can't fool Mother Nature. You can't play with her either. So it's time that you contact her and let her know that you're listening and that you're waiting to hear whatever she has to say. And all you have to do is get quiet long enough to hear it, because we can't hear with all these outside distractions. We got so many distractions that keep us in a place we don't want to be longer than we want to be there. So do yourself a favor. Get to the park. Take off your shoes. I know it's cold in Chicago, but still, take off your shoes and do what's called grounding. I think that's on our Instagram page. I'm going to pull that back up there, because people don't know what grounding is. Explain it to them, Naima.
It's when you connect your body, yourself, to the earth, to the ground, and the earth actually emits an energy and can connect to you, and it's a healing energy. So it advises that you take off your shoes and place them on the ground, or place your feet into some earth, because the earth, it has an energy that heals us. Remember, we are made from the earth. So the earth, it's really coming back to ourselves, to our roots, to our origin. And so, and it's called earthing, where you can place your feet on the earth and receive healing energy that the earth emits. And you will feel better. It's a cleansing process. So if we can experience the calm and peace that comes comes from earthing, from putting our feet on the earth, even our whole body on the earth. Lie in the grass. Feel the energy from the earth. It will heal you. You know, we used to laugh at people who walked around barefoot.
Sure did.
They're primitive. But they had some wisdom that we don't, that we have lost.
Yep.
We're walking around on leather all day or on
right.
rubber all day.
Or rubber, yep.
What your shoes are made out of. And we're not getting the natural healing that comes from having your feet, the soles of your feet, the nerves in your feet, touching the earth and feeling the healing energy of the earth. And so even if you live in an urban environment, find some kind of way touch your feet on the earth and get grounded so that you can feel the earth's energy and it can heal your body. It can rebalance body. You know, we are constantly bombarding ourselves with these electromagnetic waves from all of our devices. That's depleting a lot of our energy. And that's why we are so stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Who understood that when you're breathing auto exhaust fumes, it depletes your potassium, which is one of those elements that keeps you calm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people who are in traffic all the time, they get highly irritable. What do you see? Road rage?
Yes.
You cut in front of me in traffic? How insane is that? But it's your brain that is depleted of potassium because of your breathing and exhaust fumes. And when you're in an urban environment, that's what happens to your air. You know, you're breathing in fumes from car exhaust. So when you can go out in nature where the air is pure, it's clean, and you're not breathing in pollutants, it can cleanse your body, cleanse your lungs, and everything that goes into your lungs is just circulating to your brain. So you want to have clean air going to your brain so that your thoughts can be clear. You can think clearly. And, of course, it all goes through your whole bloodstream. That's why we're all connected. We're connected to each other. We're connected to the earth, the air that you're breathing out, other people are breathing in. Whatever illness you have that's coming out of your body, it's going into somebody else's. That's how it comes, you know, when somebody's sick, everybody gets sick.
Yep.
So we should want somebody to be well. And the earth wants us to be well. The earth wants us to be cleansed. And the earth is offering that cleansing for free. Just go out
for free. Doesn't cost you anything.
Nothing. Just go outside, breathe the air, walk on the earth with your own feet, and absorb the earth's cleansing. And I tell you, you'll feel a whole lot better than if you pop some pills given to you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, especially when you feel yourself get feeling bad. Find some
right.
dirt. And you know what? You can even do what I do, because I live in an apartment building. I have dirt at the front door in a bucket. And I sit
up and stick your feet in it.
Just for a few minutes, just so you can calm down. You're home. You're safe. You're at peace. And just so that you can continue to invite to participate in the energy of the earth as you are now inside a box. So keep that in mind when you go out and when you come back in. Put some dirt in a bag at a door or a box or whatever and just stick your feet in and just sit there for a few minutes and do some deep breathing. And chances are all of that negative energy that you brought in from the outside, you can leave it at the front door in the dirt so you don't come in and snap on anybody. And while you're breathing, this is one of our favorite T-shirts from my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and I'm going to put it on our Higher Learning Network blog too. Is the breath work shirts, which are tax deductible as well. We use this as an incentive for donations for the homeless to help them. So we're offering you T-shirts, and this is one of my favorite. Everybody loves this one. Inhale wealth. Yes, yes, inhale wealth and exhale debt. Let's blow it out.
That's right, yeah. Oh, I guess it's almost time to go.
Ooh, it's 1:59. Where did the time go? So be sure and check out our blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and I'm going to go over a few minutes later, but I'm going to let this play, and then I'm going to play one more song from Janae. Zaya Janae. So hold on while I play.
to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And it is 2:01. The show is officially over, but I wanted to remind you before we go that the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is in swing for 2023, and you are invited to be a part of it. All you have to do is send in a audition tape to HLN TV Show, 1 minute video clip from YouTube, and you will be able to participate. And also, if you go on our blog, hlntvshow.blogspot.com, you'll see that we're also looking for students who are interested in careers in radio and television and print behind the scenes, because that's what we specialize in. And last but not least, let us bring to the podium as Naima gives us her closing thoughts. We're going to sign off with the Zaya Janae holiday experience as she closes us out here.
Well, my thoughts are simply encourage your young people. If you see your 2-3-year-old pretending like they got a microphone in their hand singing, encourage them. If you have a piano, they're banging on the piano, get them some lessons. If you see them gyrating around, they're dancing, give them some dance lessons. Encourage whatever it is. They banging on pots. Say, let them get some drum lessons. Let them explore whatever their talent and interest is, because you never know when you got a genius on your hands.
Yeah, buddy.
To share a beautiful gift with the world.
Yes. And thank you, all the parents who are watching, for sharing your gift, your child's talents with the world. We appreciate you. Keep them coming. You can send all those emails to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And you can also go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org. And also you can post your comments on your YouTube or Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And we thank you so very, very much for being a part of the final 2022 Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. As we leave you, I remind you to join us Monday morning for Monday Morning Mindfulness on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. And you will have an experience unlike any other. And that's a promise. As we leave you with the Zaya Janae Holiday Experience. Take it away. Oh, wait. We got a comment here. Let's see who that is. celebration is fantastic. Yes, it is being a blessing. Yes, it is.
Thank you for being a blessing.
And thank you for being here with us. What a wonderful day. So enjoy both shows. Yes, thank you, my sister. That is, I do believe that it's being a blessing, Babe LLC. I do believe that's Velake, our teen talent, global virtual teen talent manager. So thank you so very much, everyone, for being here, a part of this experience, as you can enjoy the closing experience with the Zaya Janae Holiday Experience. Thanks for watching, and be sure and share this video. We'll be glad you did. And this is her last song.
How old is that?
13, I'm not sure. I forgot. She's a teenager, though.
Oh.